Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. Holidays are coming. Holidays are coming. Coming up on this week's show, always Coca-Cola. The new way to own a phone or not own it. In fact, O2 wants to lease you a new mobile every 12 months. PS Vita goes on tour. What next? Soft drink tie-ins and merchandising. MySpace loses its space in the top 10 of social networks. Stumbles in. And Panasonic Mobiles. Remember them? They're coming back. Plus, Pollyanna Woodward. Well, she would, wouldn't she? She's been taking over T3, apparently, and some of you are excited. Definitely not excited are my co-hosts, the lovely Ree Morgan and the man who's less excited than an excitable puppy that's dead. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Why do you think we're not excited? I'm excited.
I thought you rose above these sort of things, you know?
Yeah, but I like that our podcast this week is sponsored by Coca-Cola.
We're not overexcited, I guess that's what
I'm saying. I see.
We're containing our excitement.
Yeah. Mm.
Manfully.
Well, yes. Re-manfully.
Yeah.
Containing
personally.
Yes. Lovely. Duncan, what a week it's been.
It's a very... I mean, because we were just about to start talking about leasing a phone, and then we're talking about the new issue, which obviously we finished work on about 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
Panasonic
fair
phones.
To say we're in a bit of a kind of fallow period.
We're
in the run-up
sort of
to the...
slowdown.
Yeah. It's the wind down.
It's the slow down, ho down.
But there is one tech trend.
Oh, yeah.
That is obviously sweeping the nation, which we've all, I think, been watching aghast, which is the new trend of, there isn't really a word for it, but just being massively racist on public transport.
Oh, that woman.
Whilst other people, actually not just racist, just being kind of generally obnoxious on public transport whilst other people film you.
Well, there was a woman on a tram.
Then one on a bus.
Being quite
then one on a train.
Racist.
Then on a train.
Then the guy on the train who didn't have a ticket.
Out. Yeah.
Who got thrown off by big man.
Yeah. By a big fella.
Thanks, big man.
Which technically did look like assault, but hey.
Who are we to say? We've just seen the YouTube clip.
No, it was more than assault because it was ABH because he got a massive graze where he landed like on his face.
Legal expert.
Yeah. I know you need to be a legal expert to work that one out.
Yeah. Although, you know, probably deserved it.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah,
he was saying. Although,
a little shit.
I think, yeah, he was a little shit, but I think it was kind of the ticket inspector's fault because.
Well, he was like, yeah, I do need a hand, actually. Whereas.
No, not in that sense.
Surely, as a
in
professional, he should have said, no, sir, that's okay. You stay where you are. I don't want to endanger you.
Well,
in
I don't think the big guy exactly waited around for him to give the go ahead. But I think the reason that I think it's partly. To a certain degree, his fault was the fact that he was stood there going, well, we can stay here for 7 hours. I've got all the time in the world.
I'm getting paid.
And it's at that point that people are like, oh, well, we need to sort this situation out, or this guy is going to...
I think that's fair enough from the train driver. I'd be like, you're not going... No, whatever his name.
That's a retarded thing to say. You just phone ahead to the next station and get the police to come and pick him up at the next station. You don't inconvenience an entire train full of people.
But maybe
because
the
you
next
can't deal
station
with one person.
Was where he wanted to get off.
What, so you'd be playing into his hands?
Yeah.
You see, I've been on the receiving end of this. I once got wrongfully accused of fare dodging on a Madrid bus and not speaking much Spanish. Couldn't quite convey my situation.
That you'd accidentally bought two singles in opposite direction, which is
what
that guy is.
I'll tell you what, I got on with my lovely wife. I had both our tickets and I just... You meant to stamp them or something. And I stamped them both at the same time. And for some reason, the bus driver didn't think I'd done both.
Right.
And then when he said, no, you've got to go back and do it, when I tried to stamp it, it had already been stamped, so it went... Bleh. So he thought I was carrying fake tickets for the Madrid bus system. And furthermore, there was another man sat nearby who was sort of backing him up, saying, yes, I saw him. He didn't. And they thought, you know... That these basically the English were coming over. There was a big racket, you know,
and, to defraud the bus system.
And anyway, it got to our stop, but they wouldn't let me off the bus. It was just this ridiculous situation of an entire bus thinking I was some terrible English con artist. And eventually, after some sort of screaming match, I think when they threatened to get the police, and I said along the lines, "Well, yes." They just let me off.
Blimey. Yeah. International incident.
Thankfully,
no
thankfully Big Man wasn't
thankfully
there.
Big Man wasn't there because I would have been
to a pulp. El hombre grande.
And then your bag thrown after you.
And then a week later find out I'm some YouTube sensation in Spain.
But that's the bit I find I don't know, a bit dispiriting about it is that everybody just sits there filming it. Like, well, apart from the big fat fella, to be fair, who did wade in no uncertain terms.
It is, and when a news incident happens, there do seem to be two types of people. Well, three, actually. Those who run away, those who run to the situation, and those who take out their mobile phones.
Mm. Yeah, which seems to be most people these days.
Yeah. It's because everyone wants to be a YouTube hit, don't they? They're like, oh, I'll get this on YouTube. This will go wild.
Yeah, I suppose, to an extent. Or maybe they've got more altruistic thoughts, which is like, oh, well, if this all kicks off and there's a horrendous incident, I'll have filmed it.
That's true.
But you can also do that as a person. You don't need to film it. You can say, I witnessed this. So it's not actually necessary to sit there.
I see.
So I don't know. It doesn't exactly fill you with Christmas warmth or whatever.
Excellent. Well, don't worry. We're not there yet. We've still got the special Christmas edition.
Yeah.
Then a year roundup and all the other.
Yeah.
I know. We've got to do that next week.
Yeah.
No, it's live.
Yeah, sorry. We've got to do it live on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Oh, no. I've given it away again.
incidentally, you've been letting us know what you want for Christmas. Keep telling us on the official Facebook group because we'll be... Yes?
Should I tell you what I want for Christmas?
Go on.
Or what this podcast wants for Christmas? Mm-hmm. This has been bugging me for ages because it's so tantalizingly not quite perfect. But if you go on iTunes and there's all the ratings and whatever, we've been stuck on 4.5 stars for, forever, really, basically. So if everybody listening, well, not everybody listening, but anybody who's so inclined wouldn't mind awfully going and giving us 5 stars.
Yeah,
and you don't have to leave a review and say how great we are, although you're welcome to do that. But if you just give us 5 stars, so the average goes up to 5, and I'm no longer... It's like, you know, you're so near to the prize. 4.5 stars is so near, and yet...
And if everyone does that, Bill Gates...
I don't think it's even necessary for everyone to do it.
If everyone does that, Bill Gates will give a laptop to every child in Africa. I saw an email along those lines.
That's the agreement.
Yeah. I'll just be a bit happier. But there's like, you know, there's like 200 people in the Facebook group or something.
Yeah, sort it out.
I mean, that's just...
Raters.
That'll completely swing it.
Yeah.
On to our top story, and I don't know, I've ever been this excited.
It's been a busy week.
about a top story, but hey, it's something to talk about.
The iPad 5, iPad 3.
I've been itching to talk about this all week.
It's a new way to have the latest mobile phone every year. The latest mobile phone every year, you say? Yes, I do. O2.
Could this involve leasing?
Yes. Well done.
Could this be some kind of hire purchase?
Top marks to you. O2 has announced O2 Lease.
A good name.
To come up with that name. It offers a 12-month contract, so far so normal, where you hand the handset back at the end of the year. Now, judging by my treatment of handsets, exactly how it would look at the end of the year, I'm not too sure, but essentially, yes, this is the deal. It's £55 a month. You get a brand new handset for nothing. 750 minutes a month, unlimited text, and 0.5 gig of data, which is just about all any man needs.
I'm glad you were able to read that, because the script says 0.0 megabytes of data.
I think there might be a 5 missing there.
There could be a 20.
500.
It could be 5 million megabytes of data.
5 gazillion megabytes of data.
Does that sound like a deal?
55 quid a month.
£55
a
month.
That's quite pricey.
And then you have to give it back after 12 months.
Yeah.
What's meant to be good about that?
But then, the good thing about it is, like, what do you usually do with your old phone?
Not a lot. I wonder what... Well, you can sell it through those sort of websites and things.
Who actually does that? Usually
loads of people do it. Not anybody I know, honest to me. But poor people.
Yeah,
working class people, they do it.
It's funny you should ask that.
But
very
55
point,
quid a month, and you have to hand back the phone.
Yeah.
And what I'd like to
but
know
it means
is,
you get it, because now it's all, you know, for a free phone, you've got to take like a 2-year contract.
No, that's fair enough. But what I want to know is, what are O2 going to do with all the phones? Are they going to flog like hundreds of thousands of returned handsets those websites?
From what I understand, two things happen to them. Either they get sent off to third world places who are grateful for a battered old...
They're given away handset. Or they're selling them?
They're sold.
So they're repurposed.
That's heartwarming.
Or they just take off the screen, the case, the innards are the expensive bit, and they put on a new case, new screen, and sell it as reconditioned.
Fair enough.
Uh-huh.
The two things you can do with an old handset. But yeah, you could, if you are happy to stump up the cash in advance... so the net cost of if you paid out £55 for 12 months would be £660. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were to just buy an iPhone 4S, that's what, £499 up front, then get a Tesco SIM, that's £12.50 a month, gets you a very similar deal. In fact, you even get a gig of data with that. That would cost you £12.50 a month, that's £150. So you've shelled out now still less than going for this lease hire thing, but you've got the phone at the end of it. You can then sell the phone to Mazuma for £200. So
I was trying to avoid saying the names of specific companies.
Oh,
because you're sat here in a suit. I thought we were on the BBC.
We're not allowed to mention them. Yeah, you know, Envirophone and all that.
So hang on. So you've just completely debunked this whole thing, then. So basically, you're saying buying a handset is cheaper.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, if you are happy,
and you do need the cash up front,
that's the problem. Yeah, I mean, even if you stuck it on a credit card and paid the interest, it would probably work out cheaper, because you know you get that £200 back. You're not going to pay £200 interest on £650 outlay. Yeah, yeah.
And then also you could film somebody being racist on a bus
with your phone, sensation.
And then you're going to make a load of cash, which will enable to pay for your next purchase.
That's true. Also, what's annoying, like sometimes on your phone, you've had it for a year and then you've got loads of content on there. It'd be annoying to have to...
But not with the iPhone, of course, because it's...
That's in the cloud.
Yeah, and most Android phones as well. They sort of back up.
Yeah, but still you've got your pictures and stuff on it. Android doesn't back up.
Well, you could use a service such as Picasa or the other one.
What really annoys me about this story...
is how utterly boring it is.
Thank you, Duncan. Moving on. No, what really annoys me about this story is when on press releases they make ridiculous claims such as... This is the first... Whenever you read those words, you know instantly, no, it's not.
Right.
This is the first time a UK mobile operator has adopted a leasing model.
Mm.
Except for when mobile phone networks launched in the UK and you had to lease a phone, of course.
It's the first time for a while, I guess.
Do you know what? You just made that story even more dull by the fact that you're so angry.
They said it couldn't be done.
God.
The anger in your face then, Dan. Yeah. But
calm yourself.
I would say on this, it's not actually great value. Unless, you know, it's good that you can do it without shelling out up front. That is an advantage. But if other networks start doing similar things, competition drives the price down. It could be a reasonable way of getting an expensive handset.
And if you're on O2, and you live in an area that O2 is good... Maybe other networks aren't. Then
let's face it, it's generally shit.
Yeah, but you know, you might, you know. But what about cheaper ones, cheaper phones? I guess you just buy them.
They've come out with is this £55 a month thing, and the thinking is it'll be for the iPhone 4S and I don't know, perhaps a few other high end.
Oh God, I'm so bored.
All right then,
like about actually else. Died.
Plenty more where that came from.
I'm going to catch a tram and just racially abuse some people.
Here is the news. Vodafone has launched Vodafone Lease. PS Vita is going on tour, hitting the road in January with no sleep till Beaconsfield. The tour begins in Manchester on the 13th before heading to Glasgow, Birmingham and London in the following weeks. Gamers will get a chance for a hands-on and to meet some of the game developers.
And look who's making a comeback! It's Panasonic Mobiles. Oh. Last seen in Carphone Warehouse catalogue sometimes in the early noughts, the Panny Mobile will reappear in the UK in March with an Android running waterproof.
What?
Yes, I said waterproof.
Say what?
Smartphone.
Could we be the next to get Google Wallet? Oh, I'm exploding. Already in the US, it uses NFC on phones to replace plastic cards with virtual ones, which are stored on the handset. French newspaper, what? French newspaper Les Echos believes it'll be in Blighty in time for the 2012 Olympics and possibly by March next year.
He didn't think it could get better, but it does. iTunes Match has been spotted in the UK. The music streaming service
well done.
Was open for sign-up listed at £21.99 a year.
Wow.
One user in Spain managed to get in before Apple returned his money, claiming it had been an error. Could an official launch be imminent?
Who knows? That's the magic of speculation. MySpace is no longer in even the top 10 of UK social networks. The forlorn site has dropped out of the UK's 10 most popular for the first time, being replaced by StumbleUpon, the ignominy. That means it now gets fewer hits than Money Saving Expert, Moshi Monster, and even Yahoo Answers, that buzzing social spot. Top three were Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter.
And Apple's original papers signed by founders Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and third man Ronald Wayne in 1976 have been sold for almost $1.6 million. A cool £1 million at auction. Penned on the 1st of April that year, the papers were expected to sell for up to $150,000, but before six bidders competed for the prize at Sotheby's.
Never has there been so much news.
Slowest Newsweek ever. Who remembers Ronald Wayne? Whatever happened to Ronald Wayne?
Oh, I can tell you what happened to him.
What happened to him?
Well, because of course the founders...
Dan interviewed him.
Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, founders of Apple. Ronald Wayne, the third founder, decided to pull out after 11 days and sold his 10% stake in Apple for $800.
They feel silly.
He's like the Gallagher brother.
He's very philosophical about it. He says he thought he was
the Pete Best of tech.
He says he thought it would be a good thing, but you know it wasn't him. And if he'd kept his shares and had all that money, he'd be the wealthiest man in the cemetery because it would have all the pressure and everything would have got to him. So he says, you know, I haven't got the money, but hey, I've had a nice quiet life.
He'd rather be a poor man in a field above the ground,
yes,
than a rich man under the ground.
Yes.
In a cemetery.
That's philosophy right there.
That's what he's saying. An interesting man. Duncan, it's time to see what the lovely people have been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM and posting on the official T3 podcast Facebook group.
Well, I see we're keeping up the theme of exciting things here because Action Jackson 666 says...
Not so action this week.
No, he says, I've been listening to T3 Podcast 208. Oh. I see Windows 8 in the same way as I did Windows XP Media Center Edition. It's not really a new OS so much as just a layer.
Yeah, that's an interesting comparison you draw there, Sean.
Yeah, that is good.
I'm going home.
I think apart from the Media Center bit, I think we've made the same point before, haven't we? Windows 8.
I hope not.
It's a skin on Windows 7.
We generally try to entertain people.
Like, it's really nice and gorgeous, and then you peel it back, and there's Windows.
Is it bad that people are finding us so dull? They're listening to old podcasts.
just to see if we can.
Something must actually have happened that week.
My God. Ree.
Right. I've got one from Lord Otter. Yay. Has been singing our praises to at J Rivers MN and at I Am Maro.
I Am Emro.
I Am a Maro.
I am Emro. I am Emro. Yeah, Emro.
That's the most exciting thing we've said all the time.
I was going to say, he won't be singing the praises of this one, will he?
I am Emro.
He's going to have to tweet back saying, what I said about them last week have been good. The wheels have fallen off in no uncertain terms this week.
Anyway, T3 is a UK tech magazine. Correct. Best of the bunch.
Oh, thank you.
They are on Twitter at t3.com and have an entertaining podcast. Mm. Is that really the best feat for the
entertaining?
I'm saying, that's what
not even
saying.
Like bloody amazing or like the best podcast
five
in the history of broadcasting.
Nice.
It's mildly diverting.
Yeah. It's entertaining enough, I suppose.
If you had to listen to a podcast on a Friday that's to do with tech, then
occasionally staggers beyond the mediocre into the realms of acceptable.
Tell me, Ree, what does Ben Jibb have to say?
Ben Proctor. Amazon owns Love Film, who already offer streaming service. Job done for the Kindle. Oh, Duncan is great.
Well, you see, that's two.
Oh, right. Well, that's like
two points in one. You see,
that is actually a very good point,
which didn't occur to me.
Duncan is great.
Yes, that's a very good point. No, the one about because we were saying, how can the Fire launch? Because they don't have. Like they don't have the video streaming up over here. He's absolutely correct. They do own Love Film, and therefore they do indeed. Although Love Film's downloading service ain't amazing, but it is a downloading service. Yeah. So, hats off to you for both your excellent points there, Ben. You single-handedly salvaged this podcast,
save
from the dumper.
Oh, well, let me see if I can bring it back down. Michael Pitt, our Olympian hopeful. My iPhone 4S tells me I'm in Istanbul. When it's quite clear to me, I'm in Woodbridge, Suffolk.
I wouldn't complain about that.
It even comes up on Google Maps in Turkey. It's every time I go to my indoor shooting hangar. I should explain, he's an archer. On a disc.
He's not, a lunatic.
This is where it gets a bit spooky. On a disused airbase. Worst of all, it moves my clock automatically forward 2 hours to reflect the time in the Turkish capital. He's posted a picture of it, which, true enough, shows him in Turkey. As soon as I get a mile down the road, it resets back to sunny Suffolk. Maybe, maybe it was legally set up as Turkish, so terrorists could be questioned there. anyone got any ideas? Well, that is one possibility, Michael. Yes, we shouldn't rule out that out, that it's actually some sort of rendition base. Legally Turkish.
That is one of the
maybe
more curious.
Maybe he's on Turkish land. Maybe that's Turkey
Suffolk.
Own that little bit of Suffolk.
Yeah, but it still would explain why the GPS satellites would suddenly go berserk and put him into Turkey. But
no, the GPS satellites would put him exactly where he is. Mm. The problem would be the database on Google Maps, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What, someone's tinkering.
But then again, that wouldn't affect the clock. Because although the Google Maps, for whatever reason, might have glitch in it.
It must be that the phone, the GPS, thinks it's in Turkey.
The only logical solution to this is that Mr. Pert. How do you pronounce that name? Mr. Pert? That's not any better. Mr. Pert Part.
Piet.
His shooting
Olympian.
Range.
Just call him the Olympian.
The Olympian.
Yeah, the Olympian's shooting range must be on a kind of wormhole in the fabric of time and space, wasn't it? That's the only.
He has posted a picture. It does look, you know, kind of.
Maybe we should try some other tech experiments in there.
Is it like the Large Hadron Collider? Is that where his archery
possibly, Michael? I think what's happened is you've discovered the Higgs boson inadvertently.
Or maybe a kind of Narnia style magic wardrobe.
You should get a telly in there and see if it plays Turkish TV.
Yeah.
Good experiment. Yep.
Yeah.
What other Turkish things? Buy a Mars bar and then put it in your pocket and then go there, pull it out of your pocket. Is it now a Turkish delight? Or a baklava?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
whatever.
Rum bar bar? Is that Turkish?
Yeah.
It's turned into a rum bar bar. Now my pocket's all full of crumbs.
Mike Cragg, I've had similar problems. This is less exciting.
this is a thing.
Well, apparently I just clicked the find me arrow on Google Maps and that solved it for him. But apparently our Olympian says that doesn't work. Mark Crawley suggests turning off the time zone setting. But as Michael points out, he travels a lot, so that's no good. So what is the answer to the wormhole?
Well, I don't think there is an answer, is there? It's,
there is.
Well, Gareth Sullivan admits as much. I haven't got an answer to your problem, but I love the fact you've got an indoor shooting hangar. Can I come and shoot some guns? Maybe even a T3 group day out. Duncan could let off some of life's frustrations with a machine gun.
That'd be good.
Brilliant.
Well, it's better than shouting at people on a bus,
isn't
it?
This isn't some Russian stag do, you know. Line up if you... decrepit animals with oozes.
I'll tell you the other thing about the bus racists. Have you noticed they've all got the same voice? They're all basically the same person, in fact. They're kind of like very upset women with estuary English sort of type, and they all look very similar.
Maybe they're taking the term bus wanker from In Between Us too literal.
I'm sorry, I've not come across bus wanker before.
No. Well, they're not all on buses, so you have to be tram twat.
Bus wanker's train. In Between Us, he just shouts from the car, bus wanker! Just at random people standing at a bus stop.
Oh, that's precious. What have we got for our gadget of the week?
Well, I went to a very plush event yesterday.
Boasting,
it was
now,
the
showing off.
LG Prada.
Oh, yes, the Prada phone.
Oh, it's back, is it?
Yeah, it's back. Last one was in 2009, and now it's come back with a Android.
So what, we've had
LG
Samsung
Prada
with Armani, LG Prada, obviously. There was a Motorola Aston Martin one.
And the Sony Ericsson with Militz.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
What?
Virtu. Virtu's their
Virtu.
Own
although
thing.
Nokia, did I read they're pulling Virtu? I don't know.
I don't know. They released a new phone.
Yeah, Virtu have just, they've got their first ever touchscreen phone out and it's running Symbian. So that was pretty, but it is made of like really plush leather and gold.
As was always with Virtu, it was always about six generations old.
Yeah, and really heavy.
But encased in diamond.
Yeah.
Mm.
LG Prada, it's got a 4-inch touchscreen running Android Gingerbread, but will be upgraded to Ice Cream Sandwich.
Very nice. Very nice.
It is super thin. It's got the back.
Is it waterproof though?
No. It's got the Prada on the back, but the icons.
It's got the Prada on the back.
Or the logo.
They skinned it.
They've skinned it, so all the icons are black, white, and grey.
Is that good? Is that a good thing?
It does look quite slick. And then if you download an app from the Android Marketplace, you obviously it comes in colour, so it'll look the same as any Android device.
It will ruin the whole
effect. But you can then hold down on it and change it to black and white.
So grayscale it.
So there's a kind of prodification button, I suppose that would be called.
Beautiful. It makes everything beautiful, you see? Yeah. Just like
how much does it cost
in real life?
They didn't have a price. It's not. They didn't even have a release date.
Duncan, if you've got to ask,
yeah, true,
you can't afford it.
And the guy said,
you can't put a price on beauty.
he said, the Prada man, we wore a turtleneck, like a really nice Prada suit.
Well, like sort of Steve Jobs style.
No, a bit more fashion than Steve Jobs. Mm-hmm. And he had a hanky in his suit.
That's what I'm missing. Give me the hanky.
But they said it'll be out in the new year, but they didn't have a price because they said it's going to launch in Korea and Western Europe.
I don't know anyone who buys these things until they get a bit old and discounted. But the events are usually quite good.
Oh yeah,
because it's kind of like the fashion PR world meets the technology PR world. The technology PR, you know, all well and good. Yeah. But you know, fashion takes it to another level. So what did they have on offer at the launch event?
It was at Claridge's.
Nice, yes.
So they had nice canapes. the goodie bag, unfortunately, was a bit of a letdown.
All right.
I had a Prada USB.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I would expect at least a Prada handbag, maybe some sunglasses.
I bet eBay, a Prada USB probably sells. Well, it probably doesn't now because there's about, there's about 700 of them on eBay, ordinarily.
It says Prada one side and LG on the other, and it's got a little.
I think the LG
tag
is probably knocking it down a bit.
I'd photograph only one side of that.
I don't know if it's made by Prada leather or anything. I don't know. But yeah, it was interesting. But the questions from the fashion people are the best when you're sat there.
Oh, right. What were they
asking? They said at the end of the press conference, they said, any tech questions, please don't ask them now. Mm. We've got people in the demo area that could be able to answer them. So just keep it on the phone. And all about accessories. And then the man said, it's slim enough to fit in your suit. And then a woman put her hand up and she was like, so you said it's slim enough to fit in a suit. Will it also fit in a handbag?
Well, you'd hope so. Depends.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought.
Unless you've got an absolutely tiny handbag.
I know. And then
some people do, don't they?
Will Prada bags now have a special pocket for this phone?
I was hoping the questions would be more pretentious.
No.
What were your influences when you made it? It seems to me very much like
the corners are 90 degrees and when you add them up they are 360. Is this a statement on the turning of the world and how we are all really in a corner of some sort?
No, nothing like
that. Like that.
And they did have Prada accessories to go with it so that you can have
a hat.
Headphones.
Very brilliant, a really natty little hat. Like a rich old lady at a funeral. With a bit of lace hanging down in front of the screen. That'd be brilliant. Or a handbag for the phone.
Yeah.
So you like hang a little handbag off the phone and then put the entire thing into your actual handbag.
Let's see.
What could be better than
headphones
that?
Headphones and Bluetooth thingy my bobbies.
Okay. Has anyone ever bought one of these? I'd love to know. Tweet us.
But the LG, the original one was the first touchscreen for LG.
Yeah.
The original product.
That's true. That's true. Thank you, Ree. That's a halfway decent catch of the week. If only for the canapes. The new T3 is out with someone rather special on the cover. It's not Duncan. It's not Ree. Is it? Who could it be?
Well,
it's a rhyme.
Pollyanna Woodward.
Ah.
Pollyanna Woodward would sitting on a drum.
Look,
clutching a
iPad.
Is that a Kindle?
Or an iPad.
Look, people seem to get quite excited about her.
They do, don't they?
Yeah.
She is very
She's a
lovely.
Former Miss England.
Is she now?
I didn't even know Miss England was still going.
I was watching.
Was she?
I was watching. What's that program? It's like Come Dine with Me.
There she is with a horse.
Oh. What's she doing to that horse?
I'm on a horse.
The horse is rampant.
Yeah.
She's controlling it with a Sony Move.
Ah. Special. Good. Hold on. She's holding two Sony Moves. Is that even possible?
That's how you do a Sony movie.
I thought you just held one.
No,
you can do it with two.
You can do it with
shows
two.
What I know. And
is that a girl with a beard?
What?
No, that's a boy. Sometimes you get boys with long hair nowadays. Okay. You can barely tell like who's a boy and who's a girl.
I don't know. What are the kids they're wearing these days, you can just, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it
that's why my Britain, yeah.
That's not in the mag.
Okay, good. What is in the magazine? Pollyanna Woodward's there.
Pollyanna Woodward's Ring of Fire.
So wait, she's not just on the cover, she's on...
As it were.
She's, and what does she do? What is the purpose of her...
What is the purpose of her?
She is going...
Pollyanna Woodward, why?
It's Pollyanna Woodward's year in tech, essentially.
Okay. So this is the year, the review of the year.
A circus. That's why, hence the horse and her burning ring.
I can see the budget's been pushed on this one. Is this
the
year?
Yeah, to be honest,
is
this all of 2012's issues, they're going to be printing on bog roll. No photographer. We've basically spent the entire year's budget on this.
Now, is this the year ahead or the year past?
Nope, looking back.
The year
right,
past.
I see. So this is the ghost of Christmas past. Is Pollyanna Woodward.
Yep, and so she's there. We've got her on the Wheel of Death.
Yes.
This is because that's to say when BlackBerry, when the server went down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very nice.
So when people came in the email, that was very much like having knives thrown at you.
Have you been some of those people from the Prada conference, have you been employing them for the metaphors that are in these pictures?
Yes.
I'm rather
And then
impressed.
iPads taking on the Kindle. Yeah. Obviously, that's the burning ring of fire.
See, it's in the shape of an apple.
Someone has thought.
It's in the shape of an apple.
I was just about to say it's a really wonky ring.
The burning ring of fire is in the shape of an apple. Someone has spent a lot of time on this. And it's clearly not anyone in-house.
No, quite. They changed the caption. My original caption was about Polly's burning ring and the need to get in some yogurt and cranberry juice. It's been changed to something else that's much less funny.
Maybe that's in the subscribers edition. Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Good. Okay. All right. So apart from Pollyanna, what can we look forward to in the January issue of T3?
Well, there's obviously, yes, there's the review of the year. That's the thing, big thing. Polly talking all the way through it about stuff that has captured her attention. Then we got a big expose on Beats by Dre.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've got the Lytro as well.
Oh, and we've got the Lytro, which is a miraculous device.
It's fabulous. Yeah.
Basically makes it impossible to take a bad photograph.
Well...
As long as you don't...
There's still that small matter of composition and all that kind of business. But yes.
Composition, schmomposition.
Yes, yes. It only takes sort of 2 megapixel images or something like that once you boil them down. But
well, that's because you need so much data, presumably, to have the whole...
But it's very clever the way it does it.
Yes, we haven't really explained what it does there.
No, we did cover...
It's got kind of infinite focus, but it's also... Well, infinite focus isn't quite the same thing, is it? How would you describe it? Everything is in focus.
Yeah, normally you have a picture, and if it has a shallow depth of field, there's a little bit that's in focus, and other bits artistically are blurred, and obviously it's fixed at that. But with a Lytro image on your computer, actually, I want this bit in the background to be in focus and the foreground to be out of focus, and you can adjust it in any degree between those points. And if you go on the Lytro website, you can play around with exactly what we're describing. And it'll all make sense.
Once you've seen it, you'll know exactly what we mean.
Exactly.
Our pathetic attempts to explain things just don't work. And then we got the review of... and smartphones, of course. The big test of smartphones. Who's number one? I think you can probably guess.
A good old school group test.
Yeah.
That's
what I like to see.
Mm. Well, this is our... Because this is... I mean, the Christmas issue is huge for us, but then this issue, which is... it still isn't Christmas yet, so this is kind of a Christmas issue as well.
The problem is, you've had this Christmas issue.
Issue.
But you see, I still haven't done any Christmas shopping. Mm. This is my problem. You see, you go into the thing, I need lots of Christmas idea inspirations. I'll pick up T3. No, in T3 world, it's January
now.
No,
there's 401 last minute Xmas gift.
Oh, it's as if you knew.
We understand our readers, Dan. Good. Well, we know that most of them are men, and therefore won't be thinking about shopping until
Christmas Eve.
A few days yet, I should imagine.
Christmas Eve at the earliest.
Excellent. All right, 401. 401. It's very good. Very good. Excellent. Okay, right. It's in shops, on iPads and all sorts. But that is about all for this week, remember. T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad. And we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.